This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The White House will not probe Planned Parenthood. However, on the urging of 35 centers, Health and Human Services will look into the more abstract area of fetal tissue research. Planned Parenthood is applauding how the White House avoids evidence of wrongdoing at their affiliated clinics. California is compelling pregnancy centers to advertise to women coming for help that abortion is an option. In denying injunctions against that law, two federal judges are telling pro-life advocates that their free speech is commercial and professional. Attorneys for the pregnancy centers are still optimistic they can appeal and find help before the law goes into effect, and centers are faced with rights of conscience conflicts. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not, if we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both human souls and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. In other headlines, Hillary Clinton is equating the redirection of Planned Parenthood funding with hatred for women on the part of pro-life lawmakers. And the total number of abortion clinics in America continues to decline, following a 24-year trend. This year, abortion clinics closed at a rate of more than one per week, with 53 abortion clinics shutting down or halting all abortion services. 81% of all abortion clinics open in 1991 are now closed. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.